about hope for the new year today. What are your hopes for 2015? We all have hopes for our family and maybe things at our work or things in our lives. But if you look at the world today, there's not much hope there. If you watch the news or read the newspapers, it's pretty pessimistic. It's pretty hard to have much hope. Nothing good happens in the world, or very little good. It seems to be all bad every day. So what hope can I possibly give you for 2015 up here? Well, I thought I'd turn to my favorite scripture in the Bible. I don't know if it's yours, but I hope it is, to give you some comfort and hope. And it's John 14, verses 1 through 6. Pardon me, I have a little bit of a cold, so if I'm a little raspy, bear with me. John 14, 1 through 6. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus does not want his followers to be troubled or afraid. Now, Jesus never saw CNN or Fox News or anything like that, but he knows what's happening down here around the world every day, and he knows it can be pretty discouraging. So he has a solution to how to avoid being troubled or worried. And it's in verse 1, trust in God, trust also in me. If you put your trust in anything down here on earth, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to be troubled, because God knows there's enough difficulties and bad things happening around the world to cause someone great trouble. If I wasn't a Christian, I would be terribly depressed with the way things are in the world. That's not necessarily just something that's happened in the last year. That's been true for a long time. But it's worse today than maybe than ever. So Jesus says the key to not being troubled is to trust in Him. Trust in God. And notice the promise he makes to his disciples, to us, in verse 2 and 3. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. We have a promise from Jesus of a future home, and that future home is in heaven. Now, believe it or not, there are some people, some Christians, who have stated that they don't believe we're going to go to heaven when we get saved. And we used to have one of those Christians in this church. And I used to have lots of discussions with him. He would say, we're not going to heaven. And I would say, why do you say that? And he said, because Jesus never said we were going to heaven. And technically, that's true. But if you look at what Jesus does say, he says, in my Father's house. Now, where does Jesus' Father live? Well, everybody knows God lives in heaven. So Jesus has gone back to his Father's house to prepare a place for us. And he promised he's going to come back someday and take us there to be with him. So therefore, I say Jesus is promising us a home in heaven, because that's where the God the Father lives.